Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll move to the scene of the mystery fire at the waterfront, where Tim Collins, rookie fireman, and the officer of Engine Company 209 are confronted with one of the hardest puzzles a fireman has ever called upon to solve. The problem of a fire they cannot locate, even though clouds of smoke betray its presence at some point unknown beneath the surface of the dock. Before we join the search, here's an important message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the midnight black tunnel under the dock, where you remember Tim Collins, rookie fireman, and Lieutenant Greenspan are poling their boat along, threading their way among huge wooden piles that block their progress and cut them off from the light of day. Just a moment ago, Lieutenant Greenspan ordered...
More to your left, Collins. Shove the boat to the left.
Left? Well, that'll take us out from under the dock.
Sure, that's where you're heading now, out toward daylight. There's light dead ahead of us now.
Ahead, sir?
There, through the gap between the piles. You see that light on the water?
I wonder if that... Let me take that hand lamp, sir.
All right, but careful. If it goes over side, we'll never find our way out.
Now, that's no daylight, sir.
Here, what's the idea? Why did you switch that light off?
Oh, look ahead. That isn't daylight. That's the glow from the fire.
Oh. Hey, you're right, Collins. That is the fire. Pass me that other oar. Let's get over there. Yeah, that's far enough. Can you stop her?
Use the oar, sir. Brace it against that pile. Yeah. All right, I can hold her now.
All right, I'll let her drift. Yeah, that's a bed of coals up there, eating the heart right out of this dock.
Yes, sir, but no flame, sir. A dozen square feet of smoldering wood, but no flame.
Not enough air.
Well, there'll be air in a minute. That's the boys up there with axes up on the dock.
And it's time for us to get out of here, Collins. When air gets in, that bed of coals would blaze up like a bonfire.
Yes, sir. Snap on the light, sir.
Right. Follow the beam. That should get us out to open water.
Yes, sir. Brace yourself.
Put your muscle into it, Collins. Come on. Lean on that oar.
While Tim Collins and Lieutenant Greenspan are following a treacherous path in the boat under the dock, up on the surface of the dock, Chief Cody and the men are working to pry up the plank.
All right, boys. Let's get that pry bar under this plank. Rip it out. There. That's it. That's where the smoke is coming from. Down below that false flooring. You with the hose. Get that line up here.
Ahoy! Ahoy the dock!
Where are you?
Here. Down here in the water.
In the water? Great blazing blisters. I thought you two were lost or shipwrecked under the dock.
We've located the fire, Chief Cody.
So have we. But I can't get down to it without dynamite. Those beams are 2 feet square. No way to get between them.
I want the fog nozzle, sir. I'll hit it from below.
Fog nozzle? Bring up the spray. Anything else, Lieutenant?
Stand by with another hose line on the dock, Chief.
With you and Collins down below? In that flimsy boat? Or the stream would sink you.
Hold the stream until I give the word. We'll be out and away. But I want that water ready in case there's an outbreak.
Fog nozzle ready, Chief.
Fasten the line on that nozzle and bring it here.
Give us a full length of hose, Chief. We've got to get right under the middle of the dock.
This is your fire, Lieutenant. You know what you're doing. But there's a thick scum of oil on that water.
Yeah, I know, Chief. Fumes are enough to make a man seasick down under the dock.
If a blazing ember should fall into that oil...
All right, so you'll have a couple of fried firemen on the roster. That's the chance we take. There's the fog nozzle, sir. Lower away.
Coming down.
All right, got it, Chief. I'll keep feeding that hose line.
We'll pay out the hose as you go.
All right, Collins, I'll tend the line. Push us back under the dock.
209. Engine 209, give me another line of hose.
Where's the man in charge? I demand to see the man in charge.
Who let this man come out on the dock? You, what are you doing here, mister?
What are you doing here would be more to the point. Almost an hour since the alarm was rung in, and you men began swarming over my dock. Oh, I saw everything. I watched you from my office window.
Oh, you're from the towboat company.
I am the towboat company. I am Eustace Tinnacombe.
Well, now, is that so?
It is. You'll find out that Tinnacombe Towboat Company isn't to be trifled with either. And you've been trifling with my dock for almost an hour. You've done nothing. Nothing at all but rip up my planks.
Well, I'll tell you how it is, Mr. Tinnacombe.
Oh, no. I'll tell you how it is. My tugs. Tinnacombe Company's four towboats use this dock. My four towboats are due to dock here in... Yep. Where's my watch?
They're not going to dock here, mister, until this fire is out.
And why, may I ask, don't you put it out?
Because we just found it, that's why. Mr. Tinnacombe, this is the meanest kind of fire we ever run into. The kind you have to search for, maybe for hours, before you can attack it.
Well, you have found it, haven't you? After tearing my dock to pieces, right down that hole, isn't it? Now I demand that you put that fire out.
Mister, two of my men are under your dock this minute, risking their lives to put your fire out. Now get off this dock. Maybe it belongs to you, but the fire department is in control right now. You're in the way.
You're insolent as well as incompetent, eh? I'll complain about this. I'll carry this right to Chief Cody himself. I'll take it to headquarters.
Yes, yes. Do that, Mr. Tinnacombe. Chief Cody will be glad to see you anytime. Now get off this dock or I'll have you carried off.
Now let's see what is happening to Lieutenant Greenspan and Tim Collins down in the murky waters below the dock.
Keep the boat moving forward, Collins. We'll be ready to hold her.
Well, when you give the word.
Now, the light is stronger. Shove on that oar.
Yes, sir. Look, sir. There's flame.
Yeah, I expected that. Opening the planks up above, that gave enough air to let her blaze up. Yeah. She's getting oxygen now. Steady, steady. Let me size this up.
Yes, sir. Oh, pieces are beginning to burn off and fall. Look, there's a regular torch.
And heat is building up. This oil in the water is beginning to vaporize.
Yes, sir.
We'll give it vapor, water vapor. Ready with that fog nozzle.
Ready, sir.
All right, get down. Brace yourself against the side of the boat.
Yes, sir.
Now wedge the oar against this pile. Keep us in place.
You want me to aim at those timbers where the flames are beginning to run back and forth?
No, aim for the center out there, just
yes,
like
sir.
A room with fire and ceiling and floor. I want you to fill it with fog. All right, let her go.
Like a room is right. Like a fog in a box. I can't see anything at all.
Keep it up, Collins. That fog chokes off oxygen. The fire can't breathe.
Neither can we. Jump the boat ahead, sir. Let's get right under the burned area.
All right. Get down. Down as low as you can. There's air to breathe. Bottom of the boat.
Yes, sir. Shove on that oar, sir.
Temperature's dropping. The oil can't burn up.
Can't see. Can't see anything. Where's the hand lamp, Lieutenant?
No good. Won't penetrate this fog. Cut it off. Cut off the fog.
The oar. Pass me that oar. We're out of it. Here's air, sir. We can breathe.
All right. Almost got me. Well, if it got the fire, that's what it's for.
Yeah, it looks like it did, sir.
Now, let's try that lamp again. Thick as fog at sea. Choking that fire, soaking into the wood.
No sign of fire left, sir.
Yeah, that's done it, Collins.
Well, how do you like that? Almost an hour we put in finding the fire and less than 5 minutes to put it out.
Remember your rule book, Collins?
Oh, sure, sir. Locate the fire, confine it, extinguish it.
Yep. And the funny thing is, each of those rules is as important as the other two put together.
Huh? Did you say that again, Lieutenant?
Never mind. We've still got work to do. Let's get back to Chief Corey.
Lieutenant, we could tell the minute you hit that fire.
From the smoke, Chief Corey?
From the smoke. It vaporized. Gave us a cloud of steam and cooled off to nothing in a matter of minutes. No need for your auxiliary hose line.
I'll have a man stand by until we complete the overhaul. Hook and ladder, company. Prepare to overhaul. Collins, get that fog nozzle back to the engine.
Yes, sir, but Lieutenant...
Get that planking back in place at once. Spike it down.
That'll please Mr. Tinnacombe. Tinnacombe Towboat, the man who owns the dock.
Lieutenant Greenspan.
Collins, you still here? Let's get that line picked up.
Yes, sir, but look, there on the planks.
Huh? Looks like ashes.
That's what I thought, sir. And there... And over there, somebody's been dumping ashes on this dock.
Ashes by the bucketful. Collins.
Yes, sir.
Collins, a man named Kennicomb has been in my hair this afternoon. You'll find him in those offices over there. Towboat Company headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Bring him to me. Right here. You have to bring him under your arm.
Now, why does Chief Cody want to talk with Eustace Tennicomb, owner of the towboat company, when just a few minutes ago he ordered Tennicomb to get off his own dock and stay off? The fire is out, but from the tone of his voice, Chief Cody himself is angry enough to burst into flames. You'll learn the reason for his anger when you listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you'll want to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Boys and girls, this is Chief Cody, and here's your special assignment. Firefighters, attention. Each one of you is to inspect your own home for this special type of fire hazard. Look at the partitions through which heating pipes pass. Are those pipes properly insulated? Remember, heat alone can be enough to start a fire in wood, paper, and other combustible materials. So inspect the heating pipes in your home. That is all. So long for now, and you'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.